These bikes are old, and they are ugly. But the Michigan State University Bike Project isn't worried about how its bikes look. That's unless they're not ugly enough. These kinds of creaky old bikes were abandoned long ago for bikes with gears, handle brakes, and cool brand names. Once they're taken in, these old bikes are painted a bright canary yellow. Really ugly. But that's what the Bike Project's organizers want. The bikes just need to work, but not too well. They need to stick out, but not in a good way. Tim Potter says the less desirable, the better.
We don't want to make them look too good because we don't want people taking them home and keeping them, so we try to make them intentionally ugly and very identifiable.
Potter says they want people to borrow the bikes, but they don't want them to keep them. He helped launch the project last May. They wanted to give Michigan State students and professors a free and non-polluting way to get across campus.
Yeah, we just want to encourage more people to use bicycles to, you know, reduce traffic, reduce pollution, and improve their health.
At Michigan State, the bikes are leased to campus departments and signed out for daily use. Gus Goslin rides one of these old yellow bikes in the bitter cold of winter and the dead heat of summer. He and Potter have been working on the bikes ever since Goslin brought the idea back from Canada.
I was vacationing in a cabin in northern Ontario, and my neighbor was a bicycle shop owner from Virginia. He told me that at his university, when he was a college student, they would take these abandoned bikes and paint them some color and just park them all around for people to just use as needed.
Similar programs have sprung up across North America. At other campuses like Hampshire College in Massachusetts and the University of Texas, and in cities like Portland, Oregon, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Before the concept came to North America, there were community bike programs all across Europe. Most U.S. bike programs use yellow to distinguish their bikes. Amsterdam and Copenhagen use white. Regardless of color, the concept remains the same. Use a bike when you can avoid using a car. The Michigan State Bike Project is just getting started. Across Lake Michigan in Wisconsin's capital, the Red Bike Project is approaching its sixth birthday. The program here started when a bike shop decided to donate free recycled bikes to the city of Madison. Now the bikes are in for their winter repairs. Dismantled red frames sit on the floor in the back of the shop. They're waiting for a new paint job and wheels.
For the first 3 years, the bicycles were completely free, so they'd be launched, as it were, like on Earth Day in April. And then as we repaired and painted more, we'd launch more. They would go anywhere. People could hop on them, leave them anywhere.
Roger Charlie owns the bike shop that started painting and distributing the bikes. He says the University of Wisconsin students drive the program, and he says Madison is a biking town. It was ripe for a community bike project. The project caught on, but in unexpected ways, says Charlie.
You know, at bar time down on campus, you'd hear people arguing about, that's my red bike, or I'm riding this red bike home.
And Charlie says the arguments for the bikes weren't the only problem. He says sometimes bikes would end up in the nearby lake, or people would ride them outside the city and abandon them. So he had to make riders put a deposit on their bike. It gave them more responsibility, and Charlie says the program has flourished.
But our fleet is about 300 bicycles right now, which is the most it's ever been. So I suppose it could top out at as many as 1,000 bicycles.
But there are 400,000 people in the Madison area. So 1,000 red bikes might seem like a rather pedestrian number to consider success. But these projects don't have lofty goals of converting an automobile society to one of bike riders. Back in Michigan, the Yellow Bike Project has 25 bikes for a campus of more than 40,000. Terry Link organizes the Michigan State Bike Project. He says they would be happy to have 100 bikes by spring.
Yeah, I think sometimes we look for the big changes and we don't tackle things because we see such very little in the ocean of change that maybe we feel we need, but it's individual actions that really start. I think people that find themselves getting on bicycles more, it changes the way I look at a lot of things.
And Link thinks a community bike program can work anywhere. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Corbin Sullivan.